because on the top they are yellow.
Okay. And these are little tiny insects that if you're walking in the woods, they burrow into your skin and they itch like crazy. Little tiny things you can barely see.
That's not a tick, is it?
No, it's not a tick, but they're usually red.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And you have to take hot showers.
Oh, sure. Oh, why can't I think of that?
Little red things?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Starts with a C? C-H?
Chiggers. Why couldn't I think of it? I knew what you were talking about.
Okay. What are the insects that are green and some of them are brown and they hop around in the grass?
Yeah, all the time. Oh, grasshoppers.
Okay. And have you ever heard people call them hopper grass?
No.
This is a small fish that's used for bait.
Because that's what they use to catch the crappies that I was just telling you about.
What about minnows?
Yes, because that's what they use.
Okay. Let's see. These things gather up in the ceilings or corners of rooms when the room hasn't been cleaned. You might have in the corners hanging.
Spiders.
Yeah, what do you call that thing there?
Web. Spider web.
Okay. Do you have any other name for that?
No.
Okay. This is a part of a tree that's underneath the ground. The part of the tree underneath the ground is called the...
The root.
Mm-hmm. And this is a kind of tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark. It's got broad leaves, which are shed all at one time. It has the bark peels off.
I must not be familiar.
Sycamore?
Yes, I've heard of that, but I didn't know they did that because I don't think I've been around, you know, that can.
Okay, do you have those around here at all?
I don't remember seeing many around here.
Okay.
And I've heard of that can.
What did George Washington cut down?
A cherry tree.
Okay. And now this is a bush that grows along the road or by fences and has small clusters of berries, and it's sometimes poisonous.
Of the berries, though, is it to poison ivy?
No, the leaves turn bright red in the fall. Used by old people in tanning leather.
No, it doesn't.
Or sumac?
No, I'm not familiar with that either.
Okay. You mentioned poison ivy. Are there any different kinds of plants that make your skin itch?
Oh, they are all a type of, yes. You mean besides poison ivy? There are other kind. I don't know the name of them, but they kind of look like it's a lot of them that looks like ivy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it's called something else, but I'm not familiar with what it's called.
Okay. Can you tell me about the names of some berries, different kinds of berries?
This tree right here is a huckleberry.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries.
Okay. Now some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
If they could kill you, you would say that they are?
Poison.
Okay. Now this is a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers.
This is a bush?
Yeah, it's sort of a tall. Yeah. They bloom in the late spring. How about mountain laurel?
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, what would you call a very large flowering tree that has shiny leaves and big white flowers and has little seed pods about this size, about 3 inches, and they have little tiny red things that can pull out of them?
And the leaves are real waxy-like and pretty,
big, broad leaves.
Yeah, gorgeous leaves. You know I know what you're talking about. I can't even say it. Magnolia.
Okay.
My mind gets to be a perfect blank when I'm trying to think of something.
Let's see, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, well, I must go and ask.
My mother?
No.
Uh-oh.
Man who married you.
Oh. My husband.
Okay. And a man would say, I must ask my
wife.
Okay. And a woman who has lost her husband is called a?
Widder.
And the man, whose daughter you are, it's called your
father.
Uh-huh. And what did you call your father?
Daddy.
Okay, did you have any affectionate terms for him?
No, just Dad sometimes, but most of the time I call him Daddy.
Okay, and his wife is called your?
Mother.
And what do you call your mother?
We call her Mama.
Okay, any other affectionate
terms? No.
All right, and your father and mother together are called your?
Parents.
Mm-hmm. And I think the tape is running out.